Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Fly Girl Show. I am your host, Casey Grant, and tonight, this is part two. We had a little technical difficulty, so we had to go off the air, and we're back again. But we are now going to continue on the topic of Gay Pride Month. And so I have with me on the line, and we're giving you a soft launch of our Epoch Third Thursday. And it's going to be one of those kind of programs that you chime in with. We're just going to be comfortable and talk about whatever we feel like talking about. And it's just like not trying to get political or politically correct. We're going to tell you what we think about what's going on. So we'll give you more of information later on. But for right now, we're just going to call this a soft launch of Epoch Third Thursday. And Epoch, as once again I told you, is called, it stands for Empowering People of Color. So this is what we do. We try to help out and give back to the community. So for tonight, as I said, this is part two of the interview on Gay Pride Month. And my guest tonight, they're part of my group, and we have Rhonda Thomas, Herbert Henderson, and Vince Wiggins. And so they're our guests, and we're going to just kind of chime in and carry on with the conversation and just kind of let it flow. So once again, we ended with Dr. Wiggins. So Vince, let's pick up where you left off. Do you need me to kind of refresh your memory, or do you want to just tell us what you were talking about?
Well, I can try to recap some of the things, but I want to thank you for that wonderful layover, and as always, you made it such wonderful for us to be here and just relax and stay connected. So thank you for that. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
In all seriousness, what we were talking about is just coming out in identity, and so I just wanted to make sure I stress that being someone who is over 50, that there's different ways of approaching people, but the bottom line is really identifying people with their true identity and acknowledging that. And I think once you keep that at the core and your heart, that is the best supportive way to come about moving forward with building relationships with people and encouraging them and empowering them, which is what we do, to continue to move forward in their life, however they feel comfortable in doing so. So one of the things that I think that is also important is keeping in mind that some people, as we talked about earlier, being 50, I didn't grow up with a culture of understanding this and so much openness. So I love my younger generation of the LGBTQ family because they are having the experience when they find love, they can get married right away. As you both know, because you've been on this journey with Herbert and me, we had to wait for several years, and later in the story, we might even tell you how it was challenging, even for Herbert and I being out so long, for us just to tell our family about mm-hmm. what we were going through and what we wanted to do. But we're really mm-hmm. fortunate that we have two loving sisters that have been there with us through this whole journey, and I just want to give a shout out to them about how much we love them, and we'll share a little bit more as we continue to go through this, through our discussion about celebrating this month in so many different ways.
And thank you for that. And really, it is. It's all a personal thing. And as I said, this is just our little soft launch of the third Thursday. And it is about you sharing what you feel comfortable with and our point of view on different things. And definitely, when somebody meets you, Vince and Herb, they love you for who you are. And then however you want to place your preference, that just comes down the line because it isn't about your preference. It's about loving people individual as an individual. And I think that, if you have an open mind, somebody may not like me just because I wear glasses. Well, if you want me to see you, you better let me put my glasses on. So here we are. Everybody could dislike somebody for something. But Rhonda, let me chime in. Let me pull you into the conversation. How do you feel, or do you have anything that you would like to express to us, to the audience?
Yeah, so
So I thought about this, and remember, I'm always talking about us speaking our truth, how we feel, and just being ourselves. You're not going to please everybody all the time. You're going to have the people who like you. You're going to have the people who don't like you. You're going to have the people who can't stand you. So are you living for them, or are you living for yourself? So live your truth. And so I just believe love is love. I don't care who you're sleeping with. I don't care who you're hugging up with. If you're in love, that's all that matters. And so the interesting thing is that I have been in a mixed relationship, interracial relationship, for 30 years. And, you know, and he is, you know, of German background, and we have a wonderful relationship, you know, and it's not like there's certain things that certain places that we really choose or think about where we're going. And it's the same kind of thing, I think, where people who are gay, they have the same thing. And so, you know, we come up in the Black community, we come up so much with, you know, all of these judgments, you know, and so, you know, and it carries from way, way back then, you know, oh, this person, you know, some of the words, you know, we've all heard them. I hate to even say them, just like I don't like to say the N-word, you know, these words that are being said about people, and you come up with it, you don't understand it when you're younger, and then as you get older, then it's like, oh, okay, so you choose to be just like these people who are real prejudiced against Black people. There are people who are prejudiced against me being in a relationship with someone that's not Black, right? There are people who are prejudiced because two people are like loving each other and they're the same sex. So if you're going to be prejudiced about one thing, then don't like act like you're not going to be prejudiced about something else. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
When Edward and I were in our first relationship, when we started, you know, he had a little bit, and this comes from, you know, how he came up and this, that, and the other, and how people used to make fun of people who were gay and all that kind of stuff. He never was that person. I wouldn't have been with him if he had that kind of thing. But he was still a little hesitant about being around the community of, you know, gay people. And I'm saying the same thing that people look at us and say, hey, look at this couple, this Black woman and this white guy, right? Look at this couple, and they have hate against us. That's the same kind of hate that our gay people are going through. And so don't be, if you don't want them to hate us, then you don't hate them. And so I can go on, and, you know, and I've had a couple of martinis, so I'm going to let somebody else talk.
Well,
this could be a deep conversation. This is part of our conversation as we get into our thing. Yes.
To the audience, yes, as you can see, we put Rhonda in the back of the room sometimes because we all need to have a we all need to try to say two cents. And so with that, I'm going to try to bring in Herb. So Rhonda's taking a breather at the moment. Do you think, Herb, you want to just kind of say something before Rhonda thinks of something else to say?
Yeah, well, I think one thing we're touching on is, you know, why are people so hateful, so evil, you know, so homophobic or, you know, racist, bigoted, you know, it's just nonsense. It's nonsense. You know, if you give yourself a chance to actually know people and meet people and give it a chance, I think your view will really change or slowly evolve, you know, but we just have to have that chance to come together and really know each other. And I think that's a part of helping people come out. You know, this is Pride Month. We want you to be proud of being who you are, proud of being gay or being not gay. But I think it's easier when you have a community that understands what you're going through, meaning easier to come out, whether it's to your
Absolutely.
Family or to your friends, distant, you know, acquaintances at work, you know, it's just easier when you have that loving community. And that's what Pride is all about.
I agree. I think you're right, and that's exactly what it is. It makes you pay attention and realize the reasons that we are. But, you know, let's talk about this. This is something that was always confusing to me because for many, many years, my sisters and I used to go to the gay parades, and it was just about going out and having a good time, and it was the gay parade at that point. It wasn't gay pride. And the only thing that it started off being more meaningful to us, and I just want you guys' opinion about this, and maybe you remember that. It started off just being a parade, and they were gay participants, and, you know, you knew why you were there. this is my opinion, which I didn't understand. Why did it have to go from a nice parade to a parade where people are on there with this hanging out and that hanging out? Do you understand, or can anybody explain to me why you think it went from a parade to now an exhibition? Does anyone know what I'm talking about, the panel here?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know whether or not we were going to be actually jumping into that. But I hear you. You know, we're always on the same page, Casey. But I just think people are just, they just take, I'm out, I'm proud. They just take it to a whole nother level. And so, you know, my husband and I, we go out to the gay parade every year. I'm missing it and stuff because we're in the neighborhood. And I love it. But, yeah, you're right. The more flamboyant they get, they're getting more and more flamboyant out there. But am I judging? And so then it goes back to us judging. Let people just be who they are. I hear you, but that's a judgment call that I have to, like, step back and say, let people do their thing.
Okay.
You convincing?
All right. As I said, you know, this is throwing it out just because, you know, it was something that I just thought of which going through. But I think that, Vince, you want to make a comment on this. So come in for me, Vince.
So I would just add to what Rhonda just said. I want to remind everybody that this is a mature audience and maybe that we have a different perspective on what celebration is and what it is about doing. So when you bring that up, I just want us to think about how the younger generation, when we were growing up, even the way we celebrated or the things we did and what we wore. And I think not just putting it isolated to the parade, but thinking about it in general, how people are just feeling comfortable in expressing themselves. Because one of the things that sometimes we used to joke about, I don't know if you remember, what's those short shorts, hot pants.
The hot pants.
And so, you
or
know,
Daisy
back
Duke.
In Daisy Dukes.
Hot pants is my generation.
Daisy Dukes back there, and that wasn't received very well because if you were in Daisy Dukes, it also was sometimes due to the gender division of perceiving it a different way. So I think one of the things that what you have to look at is about everybody being able to come into a space and, as we said, enjoy it. Now, one of the things I like about Epoch is we share it honestly and lovely and say, okay, why is that happening? But if you get to the parade and watch the parade from the beginning to the end, it's very interesting, like other parades, how it's structured. So you'll see more of a conservative aspect probably at the beginning when I used to go. Since Herbert and I have been married, we don't go as much, but at the beginning it's more conservative, and then as it goes through, depending on what type of company or business was in the parade, they wanted to represent what they wanted people to be engaged in the space they offer. And I really love that because let's even talk about celebrating pride. Pride is not about one type of person, one type of individual. It's about different individuals that happen to have the same way of looking at loving someone of the same sex or in that way. But that doesn't mean that we're all cookie cutter same type of people. And so I think that's something that's very important for us all to process. And I think that's even more important when you look at where we are now with our younger generation. And I just am so amazed. And even what they're doing now, I'm so happy on how they're speaking out and they have the voices. Because one of the things we wanted to do as we were growing up was to empower those who come after us. And I really see that it's happening. So Case, I know what you're talking about, but I just like to celebrate that diversity and those different aspects are out there. Now, what we also have to talk about, and I'm going to pass it over after this, is being responsible. That's different to me from what you're dressing or what you're doing. But in anything we're doing, movement, our identities, celebration, we should be responsible because we as a community want to respect others just like we want to be respected. And I think that's what gets lost sometimes, and that's where the frustration comes when people find themselves in these different spaces itself, especially when it comes to parades, when you're celebrating on that special day, which would have been this Sunday, but oh well.
Yeah, well, this is why I really wanted, it was important to me to kind of do something on the radio show because so many, we're missing so many things, but this definitely would have been a fun weekend. And so I just am doing my part and having a little celebration. We have to do it the way we can. So, Herb, would you like to say anything about that, about my comment, or how you feel about my comment?
It was actually a good comment, and I honestly don't have the answer, but I will say
no answer to it, really.
Yeah, you're right. There's no answer, but I think it's really all about expression. You know, you think about coming out, you think about being free, you think about being loose. You don't have to be gay to do that. Anybody can do that. You know, but your point to the parade, the gay parade, the pride parade, and all that. It's just about expression, because a lot of straight people do the same thing. They can take their shirt off, their shorts, their shoes, their wigs. You know, it's just about having fun, honestly, being who you are.
I've been
one who've never chosen to do that, but I don't knock it. You know, it's not a big deal to me. Yeah.
And you're right. You're right.
In fact, to Vince's point, I was going to say, toward the end of the parade, you know, things did tend to get a little more exciting as far as the floats and the color and the pageantry and all that stuff. So that's what a lot of families come out to see.
Okay. All right. Well, I think each one of you gave a wonderful point of view, and I see Rhonda is ready to say something else. And what is that you want to say, Rhonda?
See, when you put me on the spot, again, then I forget what I was saying. We in EPOC, you know, we're very supportive of one another. But, you know, the interesting thing is that there's so many people out there who don't have that support. And so when they get into the community, to the gay community, and then it's a parade for them, you know, especially these younger people, because even now, you know, with us all being, you know, at the 50 age and up, we look at these young people out here who are marching and, you know, within, you know, about all the stuff that's going on in Black Lives Matter. And I'm thinking to myself, first of all, you know, we got to watch out for COVID being a little older individual. But these young people, just like Vincent said, they are out here. They are out here. And so whether or not they're out there voting for Black Lives, we have all different colors of people who are out there doing it. It's the same thing for, like, Gay Month or, you know, Gay Pride. They're out here, and they're just like, look, we are not going to be in the closet anymore. We're not going to do this anymore. We are out here, and people are more supportive. You know, back in the day, let me just share this, because before you all get me off, so let me just share this. I remember when my mother used to watch all my children or whatever, you know, those soap opera shows and stuff. And there was a time, and you all probably remember the Dick Van Dyke Show. You know, Laura and him used to have twin beds. You know,
yeah.
There wasn't anything that was happening that you knew that it was any sexuality, the sexual stuff that was going on. Now, I'm telling you, after Ellen came out, because she was so nervous that she was going to lose all of the people that loved her when she found out, when she came out, and now she is, like, bigger than ever. And so people are much more, like, open. And these younger people, they don't look at it as no big deal. When I was working in the high school, I had the little guys. They were, like, it was a couple of them, and they would be dressed up in, like, you know, like, their little purse and all of that. And some of the older teachers, they would be looking like, oh, my God, look at this. And I'm like, you know, just let him be himself or her be, you know, it was just, it's just a different generation, and we are becoming more and more open to letting people be themselves.
You know what? Let me comment real quick, and I'm going to bring Vince in, because the only thing I want to do is tie into what Rhonda said. And you're absolutely right, which goes back to my statement or my question to the panel about the parade. And it is about expression. I think, Herb, that's what you said. It's about just expressing yourself and feeling free. And I think that, Rhonda, you're saying the attitude about just let people be themselves, then it all comes back to why gay Pride Month is important. And so with my statement following up on yours, I'm going to bring Vince back in so he can finish up with his comment. Okay, Vince, go ahead.
Thank you, Casey. And I just want to say what you're both saying is important, and I just want to make sure we highlight that for your listeners, is that forming community and what Pride is. It's about everybody coming together and learning and just so showing the support. So one of the things that I think we're fortunate is to understand everybody has their own identity, and you support those people. So we have to push ourselves to think outside of the way we see life and be supportive in that way. One of the callers tonight is a dear friend that has been with me since I've been in Chicago, and I'm not going to call her name because I don't want her to say why you put my name on the show. but she has been with me through the beginning and watched me grow. Now, one of the things about relationships that I think is very important, which is what we do now, is to accept you for who you, for who the person is. And that has been our journey through all of this since we've known each other. And you have to be forgiven in that way. But it takes two people to form a relationship. Is one for the person who, say, have these things that they're not ready to share with each other or with other people to be comfortable in coming into their own. And you know, as being an older group, we had that challenge. I feel so excited that the younger generation, they still have a lot of challenges. So I want to make sure I say that before I say this next statement. They have at least a little bit more of a support system in place. And we, our allies, our friends, our families, we have to be very supportive in that way. So through my journey, I've had people who have been very supportive in helping me become who I am. Now I want to twist it a little bit because I want to talk to the other people so that are not maybe not listening, but the listeners on this call to share with your friends. Try to encourage people to be comfortable to support everybody. Just because you support something doesn't make you that way. So just because I support somebody who is straight, it's not going to make me straight overnight. So one of the things that we have to learn is we can still be supportive of people without having to take that identity on ourselves. And I think oftentimes in the past that has been a challenge in our culture because to accept something made people think they were that. And we need to just let that go and move forward. There are too many other obstacles, oppressions that we have to face rather than we hurting our own community. So continue to build up the support system and reach out to those people without trying to push them to share their own private stories, but then just being supportive to them.
I love it. Thank you.
Right.
And that's a very, very good statement, and I'm glad you put that in there because we do. But we have to be supportive for everybody, for all different things. You know, we just need to be more compassionate. So we say, you know, supportive, but I think it is compassionate because people have a right to do and be who they are, just like I have a right to be and do what I want to do. So I think that that was a very good statement. I like that, Vince. Herbie, I think you wanted to chime in and just kind of tag on with that, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, things change slowly. I mean, it doesn't happen overnight. Time is on our side, you know, about acceptance and understanding and compassion and all those things when it comes to the gay lifestyle. It doesn't happen overnight, but people are coming around, you know, and society is coming around, and the workplace is coming around, and even religion is coming around, you know. You can go to church. A lot of different churches now are welcoming and open and you know, not like it used to be, like our parents' generation or grandparents. So yeah, it's a lot more normal now, and it's going to be even more normal in the coming time.
Thank you. You're so right. I mean, that's what we call evolving and growing and maturing. So all of those different things bring about all the compassion and the understanding. And so with that, Rhonda, I think you wanted to kind of chime in and say something. What would you like to say, Rhonda?
I was just going to say that Vincent kind of sent us some information. This is part of our mastermind EPOC group. You know, we're always informing each other on stuff that maybe we didn't know. And so Vincent last week sent us some information about, hey, this is all the stuff about gay stuff, and then look it up. And so I did a little homework, and I was looking at some stuff, and I came up with two things. First of all, let me just share this. Vincent and Herbert's wedding was my first gay wedding that I had gone to, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I came home. I was like, man, me and Casey went. We were, like, having a good time. We partied. It was just absolutely lovely, the ceremony. So, you know,
excuse me,
and
let me interject.
It was just like, it was,
but, Rhonda, it became a beautiful wedding, not a gay wedding. It was a beautiful wedding,
exactly.
And you felt the union, you felt the love, and that's what you got into, what it means to go to a wedding.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm not going to be long, but I'm going to say this. Yes. I'm going to say this. When February comes around and it's Black History Month, I always tell people I'm Black every day. I know I'm Black every day. Just because they put it it on a calendar, you know, 28 days, just because they put it on a calendar saying like, oh, now we're going to celebrate you all before all the things that the black people did. I'm black every day. And it's the same thing that I think about Pride Month. When it comes to the point where you're proud of to being gay or whomever you are every day, you don't need 1 month to tell you, this is the month we're going to celebrate you all. Y'all all come out and do something. That's crazy. So, you know, that's when people like say, okay, now. But I'm glad to live in a world where we can just be comfortable being who we are. And now getting to the point at the age of 50, at this age and stage of life, I'm saying to myself, you know, just let people be who they are and stop the judgment. That's the only thing that I can say. Let people be who they are. We got so much stuff to work on our own self with our own life. We ain't got time to be worried about nobody else's life and what they got going on anyway. Let people be who they're going to be. That's all I got to say. I'm dropping the mic.
Yes.
I agree. And go ahead, Vince. Yes.
I was just acknowledging what Rhonda said is very important and something that we need to just consider and reflect on every day. And I hope that one of the things that we really wanted to do with Epoch is just share the space that we have. And I know we jokingly said in the last show that it's not a space that everybody can join, but we do want to make sure that we continue to reach out and share this what we go through. And if people need support or want to figure out how to create this space, we're here. You can reach out to Casey and find out how to follow up with us. And we would like to get your input for your listeners just to understand what things we need to bring out, because that's really what Epoch is about. It's about growing, strengthening, and making us more of a community instead of all this divisiveness that we see happening every day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that. And, yes, information is on my website, and at any time, and my email address will be on there, too. So if you want to send in a question or a concern or a topic that you would really like us to talk about, because as you can see, we have about 10 more minutes of the show, and I'm going to go around once again and just kind of get maybe their last 2 cents of what means or what's important to them during this time period. And I'll start it off, of course, because I think out of the whole interview, the thing that comes out of it is, number one, leave people alone and let them be. Do what they need to do and mind your own business, for one. And if you don't like something, you can just step away. You know, you don't have to be mean. But we're dealing with that with just the race, all the racism that we're dealing with at the moment. And, you know, you stand up for what you believe in, and if you don't like it, then you don't have to. You don't have to be in my world. And I think it's a good thing, even though, yes, you're gay every day, but it's still nice to know that there is a month that you celebrate that you can lift your head up a little higher and stand a little straighter because you're all unified, and that's all over the country. And so it says stand up, because I stood up. I stood up for what I believe in. And when you have that, that's what people will unite. You're unite, and it makes other people respect people in numbers, I think. So I think that's my conclusion to this meeting and to this interview for tonight. And it is about gay pride, and it is Gay Pride Month, and we just wanted to honor it and shout out. So I'm going to let each one of my other partners in the Epoch, which is our mastermind group, I'm going to let them do their own little closing. So I'll start now with Rhonda. Aren't you surprised? Rhonda doesn't have much to say, ladies and gentlemen.
No. Because I wanted to leave this because we didn't hit that topic, and Vincent brought it up to us the other day, and I think it's very important for us not to get off saying this. People were saying like, okay, just, you know, Pride Month, you know, just Pride. And then Vincent had sent us some information about like Black Pride. And so people were saying in some of the articles, they're saying like, why I gotta be Black Pride? Why can't we just be Pride? And what Vincent had shared with us about like not being inclusive within the group sometimes, I never thought of that. So Vincent, within your conversation, could you just talk the difference of why people have to feel like they have to like have a separate pride and create the Black pride for people who may not understand that as well?
Yes, I can. I didn't know if you wanted me to go next. But so one of the things I think is very important is, as we know in Chicago, and we're working on it, we're a very divided city. Although we are so diverse, we have these silos. And one of the things that has happened, and it's slowly trying to fade away, but it's still a challenge, is that in any group, no matter how we see it, isms always pop up. So you have, even with the gay community, sometimes there's the racism and there's a division between people of color and the mainstream European descent. And because of that, I'm really glad how people have taken ownership and saying, well, we're going to create our own space so that we can still feel the love. And we won't let anybody exclude us or oppress us in the way that we should not be feeling. And so that's one of the things that I really I'm glad about. So Black Gay Pride will be following up soon. A lot is happening in the virtual space. But if you go online and just Google Chicago Gay Pride or Chicago Black Gay Pride, you will see things that are happening in the city in a virtual space. So I think it's really a good opportunity for your listeners to go and experience this. You don't have to drive anywhere. You don't have to fight with the crowd. There's concerts going on, DJs. There's some wonderful talk shows. There's just a very good variety of things that's happening online. And I really encourage you to just make yourself aware of the things that are happening. And so with that, I also just want to share from Herbin and my journey, it has been a challenging journey. So sometimes people, when they've met us, they had one perception. And then, you know, one thing I show people is I have a layer of ism. You can see me walk in the room as Black, but you don't always see me as gay. And then once that is shared, it creates another level of hatred. So I'm always sometimes finding myself, not always sometimes, I find myself on defense because I never know. Once you truly know me, are you going to appreciate who I am and not your perception of who I should be? And I think once we let that go, we'll be able to move forward. So one of the things that Herbin has and I shared is just a little side note, because we also say we want to keep it light. When Herbin and I met, we were still kind of quasi in the closet, so it was very interesting. I'll let Herbin finish the story because we have our own versions. But Herbin and I was going to stay in the closet and just be roommates and not share. So that was my thought. So just like any other married couple, you're going to find out how people walk away from a conversation and come out with two different endings. So I'm just going to let Herbin share a little bit, and we do want to share something else with you about what we're working on, but I just want to let Herbin have some time to share his thoughts.
Okay, great. And no problem. We have time. Okay. And Herbin, would you like to tag on to that bit? What is your ending? He said there's two different endings, so give us your ending.
Seriously, you know, you can listen to Dr. Wiggins or you can come to me for the truth. That's what I always say. But now, all jokes aside, it's all a growing process, you know, together, whether you're a single person or like Vincent and I, we're together. We've been together 20 years and married 3.5, 4, something. You know, the numbers are escaping me right now, but it's a growing process. You just have to learn to live and live to learn. I hope I answered the question, but I don't know.
You didn't tell us your version of the ending. He was saying, let me bring you back up, too, because that was a good speech you gave, though. I enjoyed it. But he was just saying how you both were, you said you two were both semi in the closet.
Oh,
you were going to leave it that way.
I'm not, that's what I meant by growing and learning and evolving. You know, it's 20 years, you know, it's beginning. You weren't quite as out as you are at this point. I think that's what he's trying to say. And you couldn't be, you know, the workplace or whatever. But yeah, we're proud of who we are. We're proud of where we've been and where we're going. That's all I can say.
Well, we're proud of you too, and Rhonda and I love you to death. And you're not gay; you're just Herb and Vince. I mean, you know, you're just individuals that we happen to love as an individual, as a person. And with all of that, and with all the technical skill, and then that's why I really love you, because you know how to do technical stuff on the computer.
Don't be telling all our secrets of why we really love them. Don't be telling all our secrets, all right?
I know that's right. And so with that, we're going to go back to Dr. Vincent Wiggins, because he's now going to bring in the other aspect or the other component of EPOC, and that is the technical side. Is that what you're going to bring in and tell us, Vince, before we leave?
Well, that's part of it, but one of the things that we do is we make sure that we support people in using technology, and there's definitely still a divide, and we'll talk about that on another show. There's a divide between the use of technology, as we have seen certain communities are suffering with this remote environment and even keeping connected. So part of why we want to do this is providing people this virtual space just to talk, and as we move on, like you said, this is a soft launch. We really want to hear other people's voices. But I just want to take another moment to do a quick celebration. Is because of the loving people and having the authors Casey Grant and Rhonda Thomas and walking us through it when we talk about EPOP, this is an example of where it can come from. And going through the journey, Herb and I have been blessed to build a strong relationship with our family, and we've been doing family gatherings, and we've been forming a strong bond with our families. And our sisters gave us away at our weddings because our mothers, bless their souls, weren't alive, and our fathers weren't alive neither. But what I wanted to share is just we wrote a book. So think about, and Rhonda is doing her adult coloring book. Casey's doing Wind Down Wednesday. So when you with the EPOD, you're like, what am I doing? I can't just, and it's not pressure, it's support. It's like, how do I take this moment when we can't do the things, when I can't go to the restaurant, when I can't go visit my family, when I can't go out of town? What can you do that's going to motivate you? And when you come out on the other side, as Casey say, you found something that you're happy about, and you put yourself in a happy space. So Herb and I worked on a book, and it's called Kayla and Her Gunkles at the Family Gathering. For those who don't know, gunkles mean gay uncles. So it's a children's storybook, and with EPOC supporting us every step of the way, the book is in print and will be coming out by the end of this month. So please look out for it, and we encourage you to buy it and share it with your gunkles and your family. And just keep in mind, there's two holidays coming up. In July, it's Aunt and Uncle's Day, and in August, there is a Gunkles Day. It's the second Sunday in August. So just take a moment, keep in touch with us, and we hope that you enjoy the story that we have shared with being blessed with the people around us. Thank you, Casey, for letting me share that.
Oh, listen, that is good. That's good, because we kind of had a soft launch on that on the last EPOC on the Fly Girl Show. And so at this point, yes, we will keep everyone in tune, because it's a great book. It's a good way to have conversation with your children. And then everything is about diversity. And so why shouldn't there be a book on gunkles? Why shouldn't there be a reason for you to be able to sit down and make it easier for a child that's trying to come out, actually? So I love that you two have sat down and decided to write this book, and I can't wait. I'm going to call the publisher tomorrow and order my book ahead of time so I can have my copy before you sell out, because it is going to be a very popular book, and I do wish you two well. And is there anything else in closing that we might want to talk about before we wrap this up, part two of our celebration of Gay Pride Month? So if that is the case, right, Herb, I see you, Herb. Do you have anything else you think you might want to say?
Happy Gay Pride Month. That's it.
Okay,
Pride.
Good. And Rhonda, the one that doesn't talk much, you guys will always remember Rhonda. She doesn't talk much.
Love is
love.
Love is love.
That's Rhonda's words. Love is love. And I didn't mean to turn the music up that loud to drown her out. But with that, I am going to say this is the conclusion of this show. And I hope that you learned something, and I know you met some interesting people. Stay tuned for the real launch of EPOC, third Thursday, and we're going to have more conversation, and it'll be shorter. We're only going to come on and be on the air for maybe about 30 minutes, but I think that you'll get a lot out of it. I think that you will enjoy it, and it's about us just sitting down and being real and having a good conversation, and it's our opinion. Doesn't have to be right. It's just what we think. And so with that, I would like to say stay tuned. Check out Blog Talk Radio for the Fly Girl Show, and we will be back. So at this moment, I will say good night, and please stay tuned. This is Casey Grant, your host of the Fly Girl Show.